Ronald Reagan called it America's Choir, the massed ranks of the Mormon Tabernacle Choir in a rousing rehearsal of the Battle Hymn of the Republic. The choir is world famous, but Mormons suddenly seem to be everywhere. In sport, in music, in politics, business, and on Broadway, we appear to be in the midst of what some have called a Mormon moment.
Hello, my name is Elder Young. Hello, did you know that Jesus lived here in the USA?
Never mind that Mormons have been prominent in all sorts of fields for a long time. Mitt Romney's shot at the White House is something different. It raises all sorts of hopes and fears among Mormons themselves.
We all do look to Mitt Romney to carry the banner for us, and we don't want him to embarrass us. We want him to be a good example of what it is to be a Mormon.
He is just very much in a fishbowl. Everything he's doing is being scrutinized. His religion is going to be scrutinized. His choice of tie is going to be scrutinized.
Lawyer Steve Densley and writer Melissa Larson giving voice to the conflicting emotions generated by this moment.
There are things that are converging at this time that I think make this especially unique. Not something I think that we need to be afraid of, although there is fear that naturally associates with that. But I think that even in the negative aspects, there's an opportunity for discourse and for greater understanding.
Perhaps, but a survey conducted late last year found that 68% of Mormons felt poorly understood. A little under half felt discriminated against. James Goldberg, another Utah writer, remembers this rather unusual example.
A friend of mine and I were working on a musical together. We were rehearsing at a Lutheran church, and the pastor came to talk to us and thought I was Jewish. And he talked all about interfaith dialogue and how much he loved Jews. And at some point, I got a word in edgewise to tell him that, well, I'm proud of my Jewish roots. I'm a Latter-day Saint. I'm a Mormon. And it was night and day change. How can you believe that? You people do this. You people do that. And I wasn't really welcome.
Jesus commanded his disciples to teach all people his gospel.
I'm Sister Kurtz from California.
I'm Sister Soren from Austria.
I'm Sister Marin from France.
Sister Smith from Australia.
A quartet of young Mormon volunteers shows me around Temple Square in the heart of Salt Lake City, showing off the gleaming white buildings and, ever so gently, selling the religion.
So this is the Salt Lake City Temple, and it was built in 1853, and it was finished in 1893. So it took the early members of the church 40 years to complete.
My ancestors took the trip from the East Coast all the way out to Utah. Why? To escape the U.S. government.
For a while, John Huntsman was, like Mitt Romney, a Mormon seeking the presidency. He says it's important to understand just how this religion, so strange to many, evolved.
Their development model was based on a very insular, inward-looking civilization, one that feared the outside for the most part. I mean, you had army camps that were established around Salt Lake City, for heaven's sake, well through the 19th century, that were there simply to keep their eye on the crazy Mormons.
The journey that brought the Mormons from the banks of the Mississippi River over the Rocky Mountains and here to the shores of the Great Salt Lake was an epic affair. And here, on a hill overlooking Salt Lake City, is a grand monument to that journey. On a plaque, it reads, "Today, pioneer blood flows in our veins just as it did with those who walked west. It is the essence," it says, "of our courage to face modern-day mountains." I suppose the White House is one of those modern-day mountains.
It's a great breakthrough for the Mormon faith to have someone achieve this level.
Someone who knows and advises the man looking to scale this particular peak is Kurt Jowers, director of the Hinckley Institute of Politics at the University of Utah. Does he think Mitt Romney is carrying a burden on behalf of fellow Mormons?
He is very sincere when he says, "I'm running to be president, you know, of the United States, not pastor-in-chief, commander-in-chief, not pastor-in-chief." And on the other hand, there are the constant stories and discussion of what this means for Mormonism. And so he doesn't want to blow it. He doesn't want to embarrass his faith. I think it's very much a subconscious thing, but it's there.
Mitt Romney has, for the most part, kept his Mormonism under wraps. But here in Salt Lake City, the center of the Mormon world, his candidacy comes loaded with meaning. Bob Bennett, a former Republican senator from Utah, says a win in November would be hugely important.
I'm thinking back to my experience with my Catholic friends when John Kennedy was elected, saying, well, we have at last removed the stigma that says that no Catholic can ever be elected president of the United States. And I think that same degree of satisfaction will be found among Mormons, including those who vote against Mitt.